Good Sunday morning. You're listening to Twyla Southall and LJ Renee with What Does the Lord Say? This is Christian Talk Radio, here to challenge the status quo. If you keep doing what you're doing, you'll keep getting what you're getting. But if you want to see a change, if you want a spiritual revolution, if you need a spiritual renewal, stay with us. We are here to inspire, to inform, and to challenge you to consider what does the Lord say regarding life's issues. Visit our website for information on how you can join us for morning prayer. Access previous podcasts of this broadcast, or you can even now access and download this podcast in iTunes. There is also information to follow us on Twitter, like us on Facebook, or even sponsor this show. Visit our website at www.whatdoesthelordsay.com. We would love to hear from you.
In light of the recent decision by the Supreme Court justice this week, the question arises, how should we, as the people of God, how should we respond? What should the righteous do?
That's a great question, because there appeared to be a collective moan throughout the body of Christ when the decision was made known. I believe this caught the attention of many people who had not previously been paying a lot of attention. And some realized that the Christian faith is about to be tested on a scale that most of us alive have not had to publicly endure in America. Let's spend the next 30 minutes talking about what should the righteous do. Psalms 11 and 3 says, if the foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do? We know there are spiritual and natural foundations. So we're going to talk about the spiritual foundations. The foundations represent the anchor or the base, the bottom upon which everything else is built.
The foundation also means something that is strong, set, it is established, it is firm, it is unmovable, it's not easily destroyed. The foundation is the principal thing. It's the first thing. It's the fundamental thing, the foundation. And what we are seeing even on this week is the attack upon the foundational principles of the body of Christ.
The spiritual foundation that upon which everything that we believe in is built is the truth of God, the truth of his word. And we know that in John 14 and 6, Jesus himself says, I am that truth.
Yes, he says, I am the way and I am the truth. He said, and I am the life. Jesus Christ is that foundation. He is the cornerstone of the foundation, and everything that is built upon that will stand. If anything is built upon an unstable foundation, it will not stand.
When we consider the very recent events in our nation and world's history, it does cause one to consider. I mean, if you think about it, there's been ruthless, savage beheadings in the Middle East just because people refuse to denounce Christ. The Houston mayor that tried to force pastors to turn over their sermons so that she could inspect them to determine if they had went too far preaching against the homosexual lifestyle because she herself is outwardly gay. The assassination of the 9 precious souls in South Carolina as they partook in Bible study. The heckling of Pastor Joel Olson this past Sunday in his own church. The ruling requiring Oklahoma to remove the 10 commandments. I mean, and it just goes on and on. It's a constant chipping away of all that is moral and righteous, with one goal of the enemy being to instill despair and fear into the hearts of those who hear the news.
So what should the righteous do?
In 2 Timothy 1 and 7, the Bible says, God has not given us the spirit of fear. There are many things, and you know this, that come into our lives on a daily basis to cause us to fear and to be afraid and to back down. But if we would stand upon the truth, because that's the foundation, if we stand upon the truth of the gospel, God has not given me the spirit of fear, and I'm going to stand in a sound mind and in the power of his might.
Yes, that's exactly right. You're going to stand in with love, power, and a sound mind, meaning that we're not going to cut and run, that we're not going to be intimidated by the day in which we are living in. We are the moral compass of our society. The only thing that will keep a bully from taking advantage or running over you is that you stand up to them.
And you confront them.
If you notice that, you know, you try to give things to appease a bully, it is not going to work. You can bring him a cake every day of the week, give him $5 every day, but he'll keep coming back, demanding of you it's never enough. But when you stand and say, listen, I'm not going to do this anymore. I'm going to stand and come against this enemy. And that's what God is calling us to do, is to stand in the face of our enemies with the word of God. Remember, the word of God is the sword of the spirit.
If you even think about in America, how our policy used to be that we don't negotiate with terrorists, it's the same reasoning, because once you start giving in to their threats, then the only thing it's going to do is encourage them to take more hostages and make more threats.
That's right.
Because it's never enough. It's an insatiable thirst that they have when they find that they can prey upon the fear of those who they believe are weaker than them. And that's why you don't fear the enemy, but you stand strong in the power of God's might. We don't have to be afraid, and we don't have to take down, and we don't have to think and wonder, can we make it? We can make it. We can do all things through Christ, because he is our strength.
Another goal is that the enemy tries to steal your victory.
And when he does that, what should the righteous do?
Well, we have to remember the word of God says, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might, that we are able to stand. He says we're supposed to take courage and know that our God is bigger than any enemy
Amen.
That could ever come against us. He's already given us the victory when we stand against the enemy. But we have to remember, we can't stand in our own strength, but we have to stand in the power of his might.
Amen. And 2 Corinthians 2:14 says he always causes us to triumph through Christ Jesus.
Amen.
Always. Our victory is guaranteed through Christ. If you stand in him, your triumph is guaranteed.
And what happens a lot of times, we try to do things in our own power. The world don't realize why we will come together and worship. They don't understand those tools of our warfare. When we pray and worship, that sets the atmosphere for the angels of the Lord, the power of God to overtake our enemies. Remember in Jehoshaphat, when he says, you know, you have no need to stand in this fight. They began to pray and worship. And while they were praying and worshiping God, the enemy began to turn on one another. They found out God had already taken care of the enemy, and all they had to do was to take his spoil.
He had told them, you will not need to fight battle. And he set ambushments in the camp of their enemy, so that when all was said and done, after they lifted their hands in praise and worship and adoration to God, he took care of them. But that goes with the scripture that says he'll teach your hands to fight and your fingers to war. Because when you lift up your holy hands unto a holy God and bless his holy name, he causes the heavens to fight on your behalf. God will do in the heavenlies what you could never do in the natural. And he will perform miracles, signs, and wonders from the heaven will fight for you. I thank God, because in light of what recently happened in the ruling, I am persuaded that we have not yet seen the full impact of what is coming down. But they will try to silence the church. They will try to steal the victory from the people of God by making you a byword, if it were even possible, by trying to silence you. And pretty soon you'll hear them saying things like the very gospel that you preach is going to be hate speech almost. They're going to be trying to make you temper the truth of the gospel of Christ and change the meaning of the word of God. But they're going to tell you that what you're saying is bigoted. And the question is going to come, what will you do as the righteous? When the Lord asks the question, whose side are you on? What will be your response? There is a level of responsibility that the body of Christ must bear and own up to. Because we have sat idly by as the enemy has marched through our nation, coming up through our communities and putting a foothold into the very things that we should have been claiming as the people of God. And some of us, not only did we just sit idly by, but some of us have supported the cause of the enemy. little knowing that they were really having as their ultimate objective to silence the very truth of God, the gospel of Jesus Christ. We have lent our effort and our work and our money to many who then stood up and opposed the gospel of Jesus Christ. And so we bear a certain level of responsibility for having not done what God has commanded us as a people of God to do, and that is to be the standard bearer of righteousness, to defend the gospel of Jesus Christ, no matter what, to hold to the truth of his word. Let God be true and every man be a lie. Who is on the Lord's side, and will you stand? In spite of everything you have seen, will you stand? And you have to make informed decisions and seek the Lord. And that is really what it comes down to. Not do you have an R or a D or an I behind your name. Not if you are white or black or Hispanic, but who is on the Lord's side. And God, may you give me discernment and wisdom enough to support those who support the cause of Christ. I want to love what God loves and hate what God hates.
It's like the Bible says, is there a cause? We can no longer sit back and allow others to dictate to us who to vote for and what party should we be voting for. It says, when the righteous rule, the people rejoice. But when the wicked rule, the people mourn. And I tell you, last week,
there's a great mourning going on.
But everywhere I went, people were down and out because of the ruling that went forth. The first thing they're coming after is the foundation of Jesus Christ.
We have eyes, but we don't see. We have ears, but we don't hear.
Yes.
We have got to pray, God, give me spiritual discernment, and not just discernment, because after he reveals to me what it is I need to see, then I need godly wisdom to what I ought to do.
That's right.
Just like the sons of Issachar, they were men who understood the signs of the time, and they knew
what
Israel ought to do. God, would you give us people that understand the signs of the time and know what the body of Christ ought to do? Who is on the Lord's side? Who is on the side of the Lord? I stand with those who stand with Christ.
That's right.
And if you don't stand with Christ, I've got to leave you. Let's take care of the things that are the most important first. Let's get the unity in the body of Christ. Let's get the body of Christ to humble itself and come to the throne of God, seek his face, and to pray and turn from our wicked ways. If the people of God are right, then the nation will be okay.
Yes,
it's when the people of God have left their posts, when the people of God have abdicated their position in Christ, that's when we mourn, because we are not praying as we should. We are not upholding a standard of righteousness, and therefore the nation becomes defenseless because we, the people that had provided the covering, are out of position.
Absolutely right. The Bible says where there's no revelation, the people cast off restraints.
Amen.
And I believe that's what's happening. We have righteous indignation. Listen, my God, God has given us the power and the wisdom to be able to go forth in this day and time. You know, I've been even thinking about the day in Esther. He says, listen, who was it? Mordecai told her, says, how do you know you weren't put in the kingdom for such a time as this? Somebody out there know that you've been called to go to a public office, that you've been called to civil duties, and you up here wondering how in the world you're going to get the money. You got to have the constitution to stand, because you know that your persecution is going to come, but we in the body of Christ have to cover you in prayer, plead the blood of Jesus over you, and that as God give you wisdom to stand, because you know that the enemy is coming after you, but God will give you the power to stand. I believe that with all my heart.
I thank God that even in light of everything that we are going through, even in light of the persecution that is sure to come to the body of Christ, I believe that we as a people of God are going to have to go through some trying of our faith. I believe that we are going to have to prove our faith and prove that we will stand in spite of what we are going through. But the good news is that there is no weapon formed against us that shall be able to prosper. That lets us know that weapons will form against you. But the good news is they will not be able to prosper. Amen. They will not stand. They will not prevail. No weapon formed against you, no weapon formed against me, if you are in Christ, shall prosper.
Amen.
No weapon will win. You've got victory, yes, in Him. Help me sing it.
No weapon
will win. You've got the victory. Yes, you've got the victory in Him.
You, no plot, no plan, no device, no scheme will prosper because God will be with us.
And you know, another thing that the enemy tries to do, along with instilling fear and along with stealing our victory, is he tries to defeat the very plan of God.
Mm-hmm. But what should the righteous do?
The righteous can be encouraged because just like the song said, there is no weapon that's formed against us that shall be able to prosper. And again, in Matthew 16 and verse 18, the Bible says, upon this rock, I will build my church and the very gates of hell shall not prevail. This rock is the revelation of the truth of Jesus Christ. I am the way, I am the truth, and I am the life. You can take courage that God is always going to prevail over the hand of your... He is the devil's boss.
Oh, my God. You might think that, God, where are you? But let me tell you, God knows what is going on. I mean, he said, remember in his word, he says, where sin abound, he said, grace will abound more. So we have the wherewithal to defeat our enemy. We have the wherewithal to stand against all the plots and the plans of the enemy. We are not ignorant of the enemy's devices. We know that the enemy is going to come and try to deceive you. Ephesians 4 and 14 says that we henceforth be no more children tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness whereby they lie in wait to deceive. When you hear things going over the radio and the television and you're talking to your friends and they're telling you what's going on, they're blaming it on this and they're blaming on that, you have to know the truth. You have to know what the word of God says, and that's what you have to stand on. Let God be true and every man a liar.
The next verse in that Ephesians 4 says, speaking the truth in love. We have got to stick with the truth. That is our foundation.
Our souls have to be anchored in the truth, in the knowledge of the truth of his gospel. And we cannot be ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. The enemy is going to try to make the body of Christ ashamed of the gospel. He's going to tell you how it's bigoted and it's homophobic and it's hate speech. And you cannot be ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. What if some do not believe? Let God be true and every man a lie. We have to take courage and know that we are standing upon the truth of his gospel, and the gospel will not be defeated. We have got to speak the truth in love.
That's
we have,
right.
No matter what they say, no matter how much they attack you, speak the truth in love, but speak the truth. Don't compromise the truth of his gospel. And ask God for forgiveness for when we have wrongly or ignorantly supported people and causes that are against the very truth of his gospel. God, I messed up. Help me to get it right. Who is on the Lord's side? Those are the ones I support. And who is against the truth of the gospel? Those are the ones that I stand against. But the good news of the matter is, LJ Renee, even knowing all of this and all of the works of the enemy that he will try to deter, to distract, and to defeat us, and we know he will be unsuccessful, because the bottom line is this, that God's foundation will stand sure. Having this seal, the Bible says in 2 Timothy 2:19, the Lord knows those who are his, and let everyone who belongs to Christ, that names the name of Christ, let us all depart from iniquity. We must love what God loves and hate what he hates. Cleave to the truth and depart from iniquity.
Oh, Lord, we thank you today for this message that has gone out. Lord, you've called us forth for such a time as this, that God, that the people of God will rise up, oh God, and begin to do the things that you say for us to do in the earth. That this earth, dear Father, the people of God, the people, dear Father, who don't know you, that they will turn, dear Father, to righteousness, that they will know that you are the truth, you are the way, and that you are the life, and that no man cometh unto you unless they first come through your dear Son, the Son, Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Jesus Christ, the Messiah, that you have said upon this rock, you will build your church, and the very gates of hell shall not, oh God, overtake it or overthrow it, God. We thank you today that, God, that we're not ignorant of the enemy's devices. We bind up the spirit of error that is floating through the earth today, Father, the every wind of doctrines that's being spoken, dear Father, in the ear gate. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, that we pray that the people of God will know the truth in what you are saying, oh God. We pray that, God, that every eye will see and every ear will hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying, that no one will turn away from the truth, but recognize the truth when they see it. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, we bind the spirit of fear. Oh Father, for we realize that you did not give us the spirit of fear, but you gave us you have given us the spirit of love, power, and a sound mind to be able to stand. And then we're not confused about the day that we live in. We're not led astray, dear Father, by the enemy's devices. We're not, dear Father, intimidated or put into a corner, oh God. But we, oh God, know in whom we believe, oh God, Hallelujah. And we know in whom we serve. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, I hear the song that is being played, oh God, even in my own ear, where it says that you're getting ready to do something great, oh God, that our eyes have never seen. You're doing a new thing, and we fully embrace it, oh God. We thank you and we praise you, oh God, for we stand in the midst of this great move, oh God. We stand with expectation, oh Father, and I pray that, God, that for every gift that you placed in your people, those who have been asking you, Lord, what can I do, oh God? How should I stand? That, Lord, that you would give them understanding in their place in the body of Christ, and that they will go forth with boldness in the precious name of Jesus. I hear the enemy saying that it's too late. Your God can't answer you. It's gone too far, but I come to serve. The enemy notice that it is never too late, but God is the victor. We are triumphant. Arise, O church, O God. Arise, O church, and give God the glory, for the Lord says that darkness shall come cover the earth, but vast darkness shall cover and be upon the people. But your word says, O Lord, it shall not be upon the ones that believe, for we shall show forth your glory in the earth. And we thank you, God, that we are not defeated, that our heads are held up high, oh God, and we're walking and standing on the truth. We thank you, we praise you, and we glorify your name this day in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. And dear God, we pray for your forgiveness for all of us who have been swift to run and align ourselves with those who are misaligned from the truth of the gospel. We pray, God, that you would forgive us of our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness, God. All of us, God, who have gone in error in the wrong direction, God, who have aligned ourselves with the wrong people, God, who have been deceived and led astray, God, would you call us back to the cross of
Lord.
Christ? Would you open the eyes of our understanding that we would see so clearly, Father, what it is that you are saying to the body of Christ, that we would hear with ears that are crystal clear, God, what it is that your voice is saying unto us? And Father, would you give us the spiritual maturity and the faith in you enough to stand? And when we've done everything we know to do, may we be found standing upon the infallible truth of your gospel. God, I pray in the name of Jesus that every one of us, God, would you would forgive
Jesus.
And cleanse us, God, for having supported causes that you hate, God, and for having opposed causes that you love. But what may we find ourselves aligned with the word of God, standing on the side of the cross of Christ, aligning ourselves with those who love the Lord.
Yes.
Who is on the Lord's side when the call is given? May we, your people, be able to say, I am on the side of the Lord. Unto you, God, may we sanctify ourselves. May we be meet for the master's use, ready to be used and sent by God. Father, forgive us for all that we have done that has been against the gospel and the truth of the cross of Christ. Forgive us for lifting our voice with the unrighteous, for being swift to run where the sinners run, to sit in the place where they sit. We thank you, God. We praise you. And we ask, dear God, that you would wash us and cleanse us and try us again. Hallelujah, God, we thank you and we glorify you, Father. We are the righteous seed of God. We are the seed of Abraham.
Yes.
We have been washed in the blood of the Lamb. We are those who name the name of Christ. And today, and from this day forward, we shall depart from iniquity and follow the truth of the living God. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. Even as we were praying, I heard in my spirit, the Lord says, line up. That's when the soldiers, when the trumpet would blow, the soldiers would come out ready, dressed, and they would get on the line and they would line up and stand at attention. The Lord is calling us to line up on the line of truth, being fully clothed and persuaded. My God, he says to line up intercessors, line up preachers, line up those who have gift, line up. We are in a battle. And the only way that we win is that we line up on the truth.
Amen. Is America still governed by the Constitution?
Did the original Constitution align with the Word of God?
Have we outgrown the Constitution?
Was America ever a Christian nation?
How can you be more informed?
Join us for lunch and conversation on July the 11th at 12 noon at Central State University West Campus at 840 Germantown Pike in Dayton, Ohio.
And lunch is on us.
Purple mountain. I need just a little more juice.
We thank you for tuning in. You have been listening to Twyla Southall and LJ Renee with What Does the Lord Say? For information on this program or how you can subscribe to or access previous podcasts of this broadcast, visit our website at www.whatdoesthelordsay.com. Until next time.